very dangerous, but that time I should say Merrill did a nice job stretching it to the far side and not letting him turn it upfield.
And he, Coach Grundy always said, talked about playing the field there. They did the jet sweep to the short side, so it just didn't give him enough room to play with.
So now a third down and 6 yards to go. Ball at the 26. Cam Rye takes the snap, looking to throw. He has time. He'll fire it over the middle. Little behind Caden Meverden. Tried to reach back with his left hand to bring it in. Was hit at the same time as making contact for the Blue Jays was Remington Skick. Incomplete, and now fourth down. Good effort by Caden, but that ball just a little bit behind the Wausau East wideout.
Yeah, he almost made a spectacular one-handed catch from the holding from the backside there.
So now the Lumberjacks will be forced to punt it, and it's a if Caden Meverden has the same punt, he will go to about the half-yard line as the first time around.
And he'll be in history, I think.
74 and a half yards from the now he's going to run with it. He's going to the right-hand side. He's in trouble. Makes one man miss, and now punts it. It's off the side of the foot, and it will be, bounces off an East player, and it's loose. The ball will be grabbed by, Meverden grabs it at the 20. I think that should be Wausau East ball.
If the ball got passed, but did he kick it? But there is so much going on there. I don't know if we're going to know what's going on because it has to go past the line of scrimmage.
The thing was, he was almost to the line of scrimmage when he punted it.
Correct.
So it didn't have to go. I'm sure it went past the line of scrimmage.
He recovered his own punt.
They're going to have. We kind of had a play like this earlier in the year. That's the only reason I kind of know the rule on it.
Yes.
So this will be interesting to see what.
So if the ball went past the line of scrimmage, it bounced off of the returner. That ball is loose, correct, or am I not correct?
You're correct.
Okay, so that, in this case, it should be Wausau East football. That was beyond the line of scrimmage. Yep. I'm a bit surprised that you didn't have a flag for illegal man downfield, to be honest with you, on that kind of play. Is that, am I wrong on that?
Well, why? I mean, you kicked it.
Okay. You basically can hold the ball. So in the end, Wausau East will get a new set of downs at the 21-yard line, first and 10.
Just how they drew it up, I'm sure, though.
So that's a lost fumble. Another turnover on Merrill. Three receivers on the short side. Now motion to the left. Cam Rye looking to throw. He is flushed slightly to the left. Now steps up in the pocket. Makes a man miss 20 to the 25 and brought down near the 30-yard line. Good athletic ability. Slipperiness by Cam Rye to make something out of nothing. And an injured Blue Jay has back at about the 15-yard line is Peyton Hagenbusher. And it'll be an injury timeout. But that was a nice job by Cam Rye to pick up 8 yards on that quarterback scramble.
He had guys all over him from the start. Merrill's getting good pressure on him with their front four, and he's going to have to secure that up a little bit to help him out a little bit.
So an injury timeout, so we'll take a quick timeout as well. 5:27 to go in the first half, 0-0. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Second down and 2 for the Wausau East Lumberjacks at their own 29-yard line. Midway through the second quarter, still no score. Under center this time is Cam Rye. Handoff with it on the right-hand side as he installed. And again, he is swarmed under behind the line of scrimmage. Does fight his way back to fall forward to the 30. Short gain by about half a yard, but it'll be third down and a yard to go.
And there's a couple of same names that we keep on. Hunter Opper and the Noah Krug.
Yeah, Hopper's having himself a day.
He is having himself a day. They got to get him blocked.
7 carries, 10 yards. They're doing a great job against a very solid running back in Ian Stahl. Third down and a yard. Pitch out. Ian Stahl, left-hand side, trying to get to the corner. Tripped up by the ankle. Has come in and making a terrific play for the Blue Jays with Peyton Zimmerman. Zimmerman came in there, and that saved the first down, because if he does not get that ankle tackle, easy first down for Ian Stahl.
Easy first down, and who knows how much more after that. Peyton's only a sophomore. A real good play for him.
Yeah, that was a terrific one-on-one tackle. So ball back to the 28-and-a-half-yard line, and over is Cam Rye to the far sideline, talking things over, and I think perhaps milking the play clock, and the Lumberjacks will use time. No sign of the punt team, but this would be a rather risky move, I would say, if they decide to go for it.
They just went for it in the last time, almost.
That's true. They got the ball back. But a timeout on the field. 4 minutes even to go in the second quarter. Wausau East nothing, Merrill nothing. Back in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
Are you in the game for more than your ordinary shopping experience? Visit Grand Ave Artifactory at 2312 Grand Avenue on Wausau's southeast side, where yesterday's style meets today's creativity, featuring antique and vintage treasures, upcycled and handcrafted items, and local products. You're sure to score big with unique finds. Discover something special and support local. Grand Ave Artifactory proudly supports Wausau East Athletics.
It's been a quick-moving first half. Barely over a half hour into this game. It's 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Lots of running. Clock has been moving. 0-0 game. Both defenses have bent but have not broken. And now it will be fourth down. And the Lumberjacks look like they're going to go for it. Fourth down and about 2.5 yards to go. Pistol formation.
And Merrill's in a punt formation.
Yeah, this is very interesting. They had Merrill looking for a punt, and now a flag is thrown in some early movement by East. Boy, oh boy, that was turning into a rather interesting scenario there, wasn't it?
And I think they were going for it.
I do think they were going for it. So basically, Merrill was playing with, well, you could just say he was a deep safety, but at the same time, at that point, playing with one less player in the area.
Deep safety, 40 yards downfield. Yeah, that would have been, deep. That's really deep.
So now 5 yard mark off, and now fourth down and 7, and East will punt it with Caden Meverden. This time, no thought of running it, and it'll be a kick taken at the 47 yard line by Allen. Makes one man miss, moves to the right hand side to the 50. Now far sideline 45 to the 40, and hit hard out of bounds in front of the Wausau East bench. No flag on the play, but Merrill will take over in Lumberjack territory after a 16 yard return by Keelan Allen, ball at the 37 yard line.
And I guess, you know, looking back at it now,
you're right.
Is it that much?
Is
that much a difference?
Yeah. No, if you know that, it's, hey, okay, we'll have the ball either at the 30-yard line or the 37-yard line. We'll take the chance.
Yes. Yep.
First and 10, Merrill Blue Jays.
So now Merrill, another opportunity here late in the first half.
See if they stick to the ground. I would assume that they're going to go back to what was working.
Especially, again, a young quarterback, not a lot of experience, and I think sometimes one of those situations where he forced one up and led to the turnover. Handoff, again, Yankee, up the middle, and he is hit right in the middle. Miles Mallory filling that gap, and the big defensive tackle, the sophomore, gets the stop. Short loss on the play.
Man, that's a big young fella there. He's a strong guy that's right there making that play. Get shed in his block and running right into him. It's like running into a wall there. Great play by him.
I know the coaches are so excited to see his growth this season on the field and knowing that he's got a couple of more years to continue to be a big factor right in the middle of that defensive front. Second down and 11 yards to go now for Merrill. Handoff, left-hand side. Trying to find some room is Yankee, but again he is brought down, and Miles Mallory, part of that tackle, also down low, is getting a piece of it. Was Tayshawn Williams.
Miles Mallory.
And Aiden Kildee was in there too. Yeah, you keep on shortchanging him today.
I let you just tease. It was actually, you weren't here last week, and he was one of the kids who came up after the game, and you could see the intensity standing next to him right after the end of the game. It was just, you could feel it. You could feel why he would rack up a lot of tackles.
And you probably could see that he's found the weight room.
Yeah, he made me feel like I needed to find the weight room. So I've been saying that for about 50 years. But now, third down and long for Merrill. Ball at the Lumberjack 37-yard line. Rudai looking to throw, has plenty of time. Firing it over the middle. Flag is thrown. Intercepted again. Picked off at the 10. Henry Moss that's stalled to the 30, to the 40. Breaks a tackle to the 45. Flags are down, and getting tackled hard by Keelan Allen is Ian Stahl.
And my guess is that's going to be a hold call.
Multiple flags thrown out there. We'll wait and see. But two passes, two interceptions now for the Wausau East defenders. And again, they're throwing it to guys who know how to catch the ball. First Caden Meverden and now Ian Stahl.
And the receiver wasn't even turned around looking at that right on that particular play.
And the thing is, you have to give the credit.
We have a hold on the offense.
Pointed the wrong way, but
the result of the play is an interception with East Ball at the 48-yard line.
Yes, he did.
But the thing about that play and the other play is there was plenty of time for Cole Rudai to look
around. He had all day.
So the defensive secondary, the back six or seven, whatever it may have been, was able to really do a job of keeping a close eye, especially on Keelan Allen. But that was truly a secondary pick for the Lumberjacks.
And in that situation, I was thinking to myself, with 2:08 left, like you actually, what you don't want is that what just happened if you're a Merrill. This is exactly what you want for East.
East also gets the football
first.
East
gets the ball first.
In the third quarter. So big opportunity for the Lumberjacks. First and 10 from their own 48. There's the snap. Handoff up the middle. Cash Ryan Seafelt breaks a tackle. Keeps the feet pumping. Gets to the Merrill 46-yard line right up the middle.
Seafelt on the carry.
Boy, again, Cash Ryan Seafelt running the ball exceptionally well. Haven't seen a lot of him with the football this season, but able to pick up 6 yards, second down and 4, right to the line of scrimmage comes East. 4 carries, 28 yards for Cash Ryan Seafelt. 2 receivers on the right-hand side. Now motion from left to right. Fake handoff, roll to the left, looking to throw his Rye. Goes downfield over the top of Aiden Kildee, incomplete. Well, it looked like Merrill was ready for Aiden
Merrill
Kildee.
Merrill had that covered. They had the safety over the
good
top.
Good throw, actually.
Yep. I mean, that was the correct throw, to be honest with you. Nobody could catch it. Yeah, nobody could catch it, and they had it well covered. I like the play calls. You were in a hurry up, so you were trying to catch him on that. And sometimes you get him to catch him, and sometimes you don't.
So now, third down and 4. And in this situation, I mean, it would be a decision to be made, but it could be 2-down territory here for Wausau East. That's another reason you can throw that football, thinking you have 2 more opportunities. But now, big third down situation. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Cam Rye looking to throw. Pop over the middle. Has Kildee for the first down. Oh, stripped of the football. And picked up by Merrill at the 40-yard line. A pop to Kildee. It was stripped immediately and covered up by the Blue Jays.
I think Kildee was asking the same question I am. I don't know if he ever had that
ball. I don't
ball.
Think he did. I think he went up for the grab. Did he come down before he was stripped? That was the question.
Yep.
Braden Miller recovered that fumble, but that will turn it over, and Merrill gets another opportunity. I wish I would have been noting the turnovers, because there's been quite a few in this first half.
Especially here in the last probably 6 minutes here.
And that was a nice play. It was a nice quick pop, and open was Aiden Kildee. Good throw by Cam Rye. But now Merrill will try to take advantage with 1:34 to go in the first half. And now for the first time, we will see 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. There's the snap. Rudai looking to throw. Fires. Has his man complete. But good defensive or good tackle by Gio Gomez. As making the grab for the Blue Jays was Noah Klug. Only a 2-yard gain on the play.
And he's not a small young man to bring down.
The kicker brought him down.
The kicker brought him down. He did a great job.
So he's more than a kicker, obviously, Gio Gomez. 2nd and 8 now for the Blue Jays. Back to the line of scrimmage. Staying with the spread look. 2 receivers, right and left. Rudai takes the snap. Looking to throw. Moves slightly to the right. Still looking. Fires over the middle. Grab is made. Breaking the tackle of Allen. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
I don't know if that was even the guy he was throwing to, Chad.
There were, again, it looked like the 2 interceptions, to be honest with you. He threw it up for grabs.
He threw it up for grabs. There was literally 2 guys in the same spot, and he just went up, Allen just went up and made a play, And then he was off to the races.
You know what that reminded me of? That reminded me of the catch the 49ers had in 81, where out of nowhere, Dwight Clark came and leaped up, grabbed the ball. Because that's what Allen did. He came out of nowhere, leaped up, grabbed the ball, and it looked like it surprised the defender.
It did. And that's why, because they were all thinking they was going to the other guy, they were going the other direction, and that's why after he caught it, he was open.
So now, extra point attempt, Ty Schuett. And just like that, the first score of the game. When that ball was thrown, I thought it was going to be another pick. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 52 seconds to go in the second quarter, and the Escorta tie is broken. It is Merrill 7, Wausau East nothing. We will have the kickoff in 30 seconds. This is Lumberjack football on 98.9 WXCO.
Since 1981, Lotno's has been Wausau's favorite sports bar. Grab a bit of Wausau's past while you're watching your favorite sports teams at their historic turn-of-the-century establishment. Lotno's is the perfect place to catch all the sports action on their 15 enormous flat-screen TVs, enjoy a night on the town with friends, or have a celebration in their private party room, a great place for birthdays, anniversaries, clubs, or meetings. Lotno's, Wausau's oldest and finest sports bar, 3rd Street, Wausau.
A 69-yard touchdown connection from Cole Rudi to Keelan Allen. And he had been quiet so far in this game, but, boy, he made his presence felt with a terrific grab, broke a tackle, and then it turns into a 69-yard touchdown run. Actually, I should say a 59-yard touchdown reception, and it's a 7-0 lead for the Merrill Blue Jays.
One guy was coming from the right side. One guy was coming from the left side. They both meet in the middle, and the guy that went short caught it and, yeah, takes off.
Well, now, 52 seconds to go in the half and see whether or not the Lumberjacks get exotic here on this next series. As we said, they do get the football first. That does go into the mindset of a coach in this situation, right?
Yes, it does.
Ian Stahl will take it at the 5-yard line. Right-hand side to the 10, moves his way to the 15 to the 20, breaks the tackle 25, near sideline 30 to the 35. Flag is thrown and out of bounds near the midfield stripe is Ian Stahl, but man, the flags are thrown in the area of an illegal block. They'll push East back inside the 30.
I mean, there's 44 seconds left. They scored quickly. East can score quickly, too. Depends on where this ball goes. If they go from that 29, it goes back to the 19. That changes things a little bit.
Yeah, we saw early in the season, the fact the season opener, Wausau East with the big play capability with the pass game. But, boy, that would have put them in a nice situation there to be near midfield.
To go for it.
Exactly. To not have any doubts about
yep.
it. Even if there's something poor happens throwing it downfield, at least you're pushing them deep into the air, into their own territory, but now makes it more difficult. So yeah, the penalty will be marked back. Let's see ultimately. Oh, it's still going back. Like that old Price is Right game with the yodeler.
They moved it farther back than I thought. I thought it was going to 19.
Exactly.
Like the
18-yard line. So now you got to be careful, right?
I would think so, because you get the ball to start the second right. half. You just don't want to do something where they get an interception and make it 14-0.
Near side, Henry Moss. Behind the QB, Ian Stahl. There's the snap. Handoff, Ian Stahl right up the middle. He'll be wrapped up, keep the feet pumping, get to the 20 for 2 yards. I think that was the case. You give it to Ian Stahl. Hope
no,
you get
it wasn't Ian Stahl. Oh. It was.
Oh, that Cash Ryan Seafold
yep,
again?
Yep.
Yep, you're right.
What did you say?
You're right.
Oh,
I had a conversation about this earlier. I was hoping not to go say it during the course of the broadcast.
I think this is the correct decision by Coach Kramer.
You get the ball to start.
It's a one-score game. You get the ball. You've done good things. You just don't want to put yourself where you got to. And they've been getting good pressure. You don't want to do something where you get sacked and the ball gets fumbled or something like that.
So the clock will tick down. The first half will come to an end. And the Merrill Blue Jays will take a 7-0 lead into the locker room at the end of two quarters of football. Live from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth, Clover Belt Credit Union, again, since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwausau.com. Thanks to Clover Belt Credit Union coming on board and sponsoring our broadcast booth. during the course of the 2025-2026 school year. We'll come back, look at the scoring of this one and the stats of this one, peek back at the Great Northern Conference action from last night as well during our halftime break. 7-0 Merrill over Wausau East. This is high school football on 98.9 WXCO.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
Craving flavor, fun, and a little hometown flair? Welcome to the Mill Yard, Wausau's hottest country bar and grill since 2023. We've been serving up legendary fish fry Fridays, mouth-watering roasted chicken, juicy signature burgers, and can't-miss daily specials. It's more than food, it's an experience. Play darts, hit the jukebox, or catch the game with a cold one in hand. The Mill Yard, where heart, hustle, and hometown hospitality come together. Open daily at 11 a.m., just north of Wausau on County Road W. The Mill Yard. Come join the party.
Looking to bring a little touch of Vegas to the neighborhood? On October 18th from 2 to 8 p.m., the annual Pub Crawl Bingo invites guests to join the fun at Catlin Street Pub, Matt's 101 Pub, LT Club, and Chatterbox Bar. It promises an afternoon packed with drinks, prizes, and a bit of Sin City sparkle, all in support of St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Early registration is just $10 at any participating bar. Don't miss the excitement. It's bingo, it's a crawl, it's Vegas right at home.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm, also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from our Jim Kreshock Jewelers broadcast booth at Jay Stadium in Merrill, it is halftime of this Great Northern Conference matchup between the Wausau East Lumberjacks and the Merrill Blue Jays. And it's 7-0 Merrill with the lead at the end of the first half. Let's take a look at the stats of this first half of play. For Wausau East, Cash Ryan Seafelt led the rushers with 30 yards on 5 carries. Ian Stahl had 8 carries for 9 yards. 1 carry for 1 yard for Caden Meverden. Cam Rye had 2 attempts for 3 yards. Passing the football, Cam Rye was 2 out of 5 for 39 yards and an interception. 1 catch, 32 yards for Henry Moss. Aiden Kildee had 1 catch for 7 yards. 42 yards on the ground, 39 yards through the air, 81 yards of total offense for the Wausau East Lumberjacks. For the Merrill Blue Jays, Kanan Yankee had 12 attempts for 60 yards. Cole Rudai had 8 attempts for 51 yards. Keelan Allen had 1 attempt for negative 5 yards. Passing, Cole Rudai was 2 of 4, 61 yards, a touchdown, and 2 interceptions. One catch, 59 yards, and a touchdown for Keelan Allen. Noah Klug had a carry for 2 yards. 106 yards on the ground, 61 yards through the air, 167 yards of total offense in the first half. It was a first half, Paul Mickley, that the defenses made a lot of big plays. It was just one lightning bolt of a big play for the offense for Merrill. That's right now the difference. But both defenses, boy, I thought some very impressive, very hard plays to stop drives.
Yeah, and in a situation like this for both teams needing this game for different reasons, you would expect that defensively. Both defenses have done a great job. You can see that their preparation defensively and the defensive side for both teams has been tremendous. And they both got tremendous good linebackers. So when you got two good linebackers playing against each other and you got real good athletes, good defensive lines on both sides, this is what you kind of expect. A slugger back and forth kind of game. And Merrill got one play. They made one play that was the difference. So now East has got to regroup, get back there, and they got to get ready to make a play.
Absolutely. So 7-0, Merrill with the lead over Wausau East. It is a homecoming here at Jay Stadium in Merrill. So what we're going to do is after the break, we're going to hear a portion of my discussion from Wednesday night's Big High School Sports Show with Wausau East running back Ian Stahl. So we had a chance to talk to Ian Stahl about football and about school and about a bunch of other things. So we'll hear the interview with Ian Stahl, part of our interview from Wednesday's Big High School Sports Show, coming up after this break. 7-0, Merrill with the lead over Wausau East. This is Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And back here at Jay Stadium, right now we are going to listen to part of the interview we had with Ian Stahl from Wednesday night's Big High School Sports Show. The start of the segment will say that this is Newman football because we used this as our halftime segment yesterday for that game. So ignore that, and then we'll have part of the interview with Ian Stahl here on 98.9 WXCO. Newman Catholic High School football on 98.9 WXCO. Tonight, Newman Cardinals against Port Edwards in the homecoming game.
We'll get back to Tom Weaver at Ballyhead Field for the second half in just a few moments. But during halftime, a chance again to go back to Wednesday night and the big high school sports show, which you can hear Wednesdays from 6 till 8 as we talk high school sports each and every week here on 98.9 WXCO. Our student athlete guest for this week was Ian Stahl, the running back for the Wausau East Lumberjacks. And here's a part of that interview.
Nice to meet you guys.
Absolutely. And had a chance to see you in action the last couple of weeks, both at Mosinee and against Medford last week. I want to actually talk about the Mosinee game, because the day before that game, I went over to practice over at East, and then I was just hanging out, talking to the coaches, and you didn't practice that day. You were banged up. Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And frankly, I did not think you were going to play just the way you were moving around, and I thought the game against Mosinee was a leadership game, because I thought you played very well against Mosinee. It was a tough night generally for the Lumberjacks, but could you talk about the mindset playing hurt? Because I thought you did something there that I don't know whether it helped against Medford or not, but you were going to play in that football game, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I was just thinking my team really needed me that game, even though we lost, but it's okay. So, yeah, I was just thinking my team really needed me, and that I'm a big asset for the team, and the guys, you need that leadership on the team. If you're hurt, you can still play through it.
So knowing it was a tough loss, and it was a goofy night, right? That one was a Thursday night. It was raining and storming and the big delay. You were dinged up. So there's a lot of probably variables that go into it. But you made, I would say, Mosinee, obviously a really good team, right? You guys got them last year, so they were probably really geared up to beat you guys. And then you go into a Medford team, who's probably a little bit down this year, but had been playing really good football and still probably considers themselves in the running for a conference championship. What changed so much from the Mosinee week to the Medford week that you guys had such a great performance and had a great win last week against Medford?
Well, we just had a lot of team bonding that week, and I think that really pushed us forward and made us a better team.
Something Coach Kramer said to me before the game against Medford, that, you know, he had confidence because your guys, despite, you know, it's tough to go through a stretch where you're not winning and you're, you know, banged up. You had a number of injuries during that stretch, but he said that you came out, the team as a whole came out, still had a lot of great energy, was still having fun coming to practice and doing the games. How important was having that positive mentality to get through a tough stretch in your season?
It's very important because you just got to get through, like, the four-game losing streak we had. It's just important to be positive and really think you can win every single game and win out and make the playoffs.
Let me ask you about the quarterback change. You had a young quarterback in Cam Rye who had his first start against Medford. How does that change the mentality in the huddle? How did it change anything in that game? Because he came out and I thought played very solid football for your team. Having a new quarterback, having a young quarterback, having a sophomore quarterback mm-hmm. who had not started before, did everybody take maybe a little bit more responsibility on their shoulders?
Yeah, the seniors on the offense took a lot of responsibility for it. Just if he made a mistake, just hyping him up and telling him he's okay and that it's all be good. We got his back.
You've talked about the team bonding and the leadership and your role in it. Who are the other leaders on the team? Like who? What are the names of the guys who fill those roles for the Lumberjacks this year?
I would say Caden Meverden, Logan Govinsky, Aiden Kildee, Cash Ryan maybe. And yeah, just our captains, Gumbert, Jackson Gumbert.
Ian, I know you're a lot of success on the football field. Great season last year, great season this year. What other sports do you play?
I just play baseball, and that's it.
What position do you play on the diamond?
Center field. And then I pitch sometimes, but I'll pitch more this year because last year we had a bunch of seniors that would pitch, and I wasn't really in the rotation. But
what's your favorite sport?
Whatever season I'm in, that's my favorite sport. So right now, football, and then it'll be
what
baseball.
Is it that you like about football? Because you say you play baseball and football. Those are different sports. I think there's a very different in terms of physicality and the such. What is it about the football side that you enjoy doing?
Just like your teammates and everything and how hype you guys get during the game and the team bonding you can get during football. And I like the contact, too. It's fun to hit. It's fun to be active all the time.
A lot of time for baseball, a lot of time for football in the fall. What do your winters look like? What do you do with your extra time in the winter?
I try to, get a job and also lift. I lift sometimes and hang out with some friends.
Again, we're joined by Ian Stahl from Wausau East High School, our student-athlete guest this week on the Big High School Sports Show. When you're not on the field, whether on the gridiron or on the ball diamond, when you're not working, when you're not studying, what do you like to do for fun, maybe to get away from it all in terms of a lot of the other activities you're involved in?
I like to hang out with family, friends, go on vacation, play video games, obviously. Yeah, just be outside.
They all like video games, don't they?
Yes.
They every do. Week we hear the video games.
What's your do you know what you're doing next year yet? Do you have a plan or still up in the air a little bit?
I'm still looking at like if colleges want me to play for their school, or maybe I would go and get an apprenticeship after school and become an electrician. I'm trying to be.
What sport would you want to continue to play at the next level? Do you have opportunities? Have you heard anything about baseball or football?
Yeah, I've heard some football stuff, but baseball I'm trying to get into more.
With baseball and football now with Wausau East, because Wausau East now is in the Great Northern Conference in football. You're in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in baseball. What's your favorite rival on the football field, and what's your favorite rival in baseball?
I'd say Mosinee is my favorite rival in football, and then baseball would be Wausau West.
So this week, game against Merrill. Right, kind of a team who's been playing really well. You guys had a great win last week against a tough opponent. What's this week been like preparing for Merrill?
Just watching film with all the team, like defense getting right, because they're obviously way different than Medford. They pass more than Medford, and just looking at film and hitting in practice a little bit and getting ready for that Merrill game.
What's your sense now getting that win against Medford? There's still lots of work to do to get to, I think, the point you want to be in, which is to return to the playoffs. But do you have this sense now that after last week that goal is a lot closer than maybe it was a week ago?
Yeah. I think if we have the right mindset, we can win every single game.
How important is that? Because last year, making the playoffs was such a big thing for Wausau East football after some of the struggles they had. Do you feel like it's important to keep that momentum for the program to find a couple of more wins coming down the stretch to get to the postseason?
Yes, I do. I think making the playoffs 2 years in a row would be really good for Wausau East and get them a little bit more recognition from everybody else and make them respect them more.
I'd have to think one of the exciting things right now about the conference is there still isn't a clear front runner, right? Like nobody's undefeated anymore. There's a bunch of teams at 3-1 and 2-2 kind of all in that mix. You guys get a good win this week and you're kind of right back in the middle of that mix. Obviously Chad mentioned that last week's win put you into that position, but is that kind of the mindset? Like, has Coach talk about that at this point, the sky's the limit. You keep winning games and all of your goals are still in play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the conference is still up for grabs, but we just got to play at a high level and not let anything get to us.
What do you think your team has to do better? Coming down the stretch, we were two-thirds of the way through the regular season. Now you got three more regular season games. What are the areas that you think your team has to be better at in order to be successful in the final third of the season?
We got to stay positive. Our offense has to get going a little bit. Our defense has been doing good for us, and just our offense has to get going.
I feel like earlier in the year, you guys kind of relied more heavily on the big play, right? The long pass or the big runs. Is that still the case, or do you guys feel like you're getting better at sustaining drives and having staying on the field longer on offense and maybe not putting your defense in those situations?
I think we're getting better at staying on the field more and not just looking for those big plays so that we can actually take time off the clock and score and not let the other team get as much time as they usually get.
Personally, do you feel like you're becoming a bigger factor in the offense as the season goes on as well? Because I think the last 2 weeks, what you've been able to accomplish carrying the football, I think you had about 80-some yards against Mosley, then well over 100 yards last week. Do you sense your role growing in this offense as the season's gone on?
Yeah, I think my O-line's really helping me, though, like getting to that step and step farther into becoming more of the offense and helping the offense out.
Who are some of your offensive linemen that have been helping you out the last few weeks?
I would say Eli, Logan, really just our whole line, to be honest. Yeah.
As you were talking about Cam and the situation, you guys are actually in a very similar situation to DC Everest. They had their their starting quarterback go down early in the season, and they brought in a sophomore as well who had no experience. And at the same time when they did that, their running backs' carries went up, yards per game went up, and his role. So you guys are actually in a very similar situation to that. Do you feel the added pressure or responsibility to that, or is it just you're going to take whatever comes your way, the number of carries, and you're just going to do whatever it is that you're asked?
Yeah, I'm just going to do whatever I'm asked. I'm not going to feel too much pressure about having a new QB. I think he can lead us, take us forward, and help us win games.
Anything else before we ask our final question?
No, just congratulations on a great win last week. I think that has set you guys up to kind of finish this season really strong. So good luck down the stretch. Look forward to seeing how you guys play, and good luck.
Thank you.
We have one final question we always ask of our student-athlete guests, especially those that are multi-sport athletes and especially those who are seniors. Based on what you've learned since you started high school and started playing sports in high school, if you were to give a piece of advice to a freshman or a sophomore just starting their journey when it comes to high school sports at Wausau East, based on what you've learned, what piece of advice would you give that young person?
To just take advantage of everything you've got. Like, it goes by really fast, and you just stay in the gym, keep working, get better at what you're doing, and don't take it for granted.
Absolutely. Well, Ian Stahl, congrats on some really good performances recently. Best of luck coming up on Saturday over in Merrill.
And again, that was our discussion with Ian Stahl, part of the discussion with Ian. There's actually more. That was an edited version. If you missed it, you can go to WXEO.FM, click on the shows, and be able to listen to previous episodes of the Big High School Sports Show. And if not joined us previously, join us every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. We recap the action of the Wisconsin Valley Conference, the Great Northern Conference, the CWC Large, the Merrillwood CWC, the CW8, and more every week. Preview and review, and then we have a area coach that joins us as a guest, and also a student athlete as well. So please join us again Wednesday night, 6 till 8, the Big High School Sports Show, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Paul Micklegg, as we get set for the start of the third quarter, what does Wausau East need to do differently? Or, if anything, or what's your thought?
Well, you should say it. You just gave your
You want to know what I said?
I want to hear what you said.
All right. I went over and I actually talked to the Merrill broadcaster for a couple of minutes, and he asked me about what Wausau East needs to do in the second half. And what I said is, number one, I think they have to try to get Ian Stahl going a little bit, give him a little bit of an opportunity to have that big play opportunity. I think they need to try to get the football a little bit to Caden Meverden as a receiver. Have not seen too much of him so far in this game. I do think that for Merrill, if they are able to continue to run the ball at the level that they did, they would be in pretty good shape. Defensively, I think both teams have to feel very satisfied, I should say, at this point. I think both defenses did a lot of good work, and that they'll try to continue to do what they did in the first half of play.
Yeah, I agree with most of that. I will say for East, if you want to get Meverden involved, though, how are you going to do it? Right now, I don't know if sitting in the pocket is going to be the answer. Maybe try to roll him out a little bit or play action it so he's on the roll a little bit. Because right now, Merrill's front four is doing pretty good with getting pressure. So you got to figure out a way. I think you said all the problems. It's always the solutions that how they're going to do it, how they're going to get Stahl involved. Now, right now, they're doing a pretty good job. Merrill is containing the edge with them, and two or three times they've gotten them where it's like a yard or negative 2 yards or whatever the case might be. How are they going to do it? Up the middle, it looks like they're having some success. So let's see what they do coming out here in this first possession. It'll be interesting.
Like we were talking about on the way up, when the answers are easy, you got people in your ear all the time. When it's hard,
then nobody's by you.
You're looking. That's when you have those pictures of the head coach where there's nobody around.
Yeah. Yes.
So
I will say is the key thing is you got to come out with your best three plays here, and you got to get a first down, and you got to get some momentum going. You want to get that ball on their side of the field.
Yep, and I think this is a significant first series for Wausau. Just to keep the football, too. I think the time of possession in the first half was very much on the side of the Merrill Blue Jays. But here comes the approach, and there'll be a squib kick taken at the 30, up to the 35, left-hand side to the 40. Oh, ball is stripped. I thought it came loose. It was a strip attempt. Okay, I thought I was losing my mind there.
You weren't losing. It did come out.
But that was a real good tackle there to strip it, but really good field position for Wausau East.
Yeah, that's one of those times, and I know you're not a fan of the squid kick, but
like to give you a hard time.
That time, the upback did get it at that 30-yard line-ish, and that makes things different. This is a good starting field position.
Absolutely. So now the Jacks, football on the left-hand hash. They'll come out with an empty backfield. Haven't seen a lot of this. Five receiver set, three right and two to the left. There's the snap. Cam Ride looking to throw. Again, the big rush. He'll step up. Has a little room on the right-hand side. He'll get to the 40. Far sideline to the 45. Turns it upfield and gets near midfield. Nice job by Cam Rye once he got out of the pocket. Decides he's going to run it. Able to outrun a couple of defenders. Get a good piece of yardage. Pickup of 8 yards on that play.
Again, they had a play that was the inside guy and the trips on the right side. Looked like he was doing the out and up. The out was there, actually, to be honest with you. When you're trying to do out and up and things like that, it's going to take a long time. You're going to have to block.
And there was some, again, early pressure from the left end on the Merrill defensive front. Second and two, empty backfield again. Cam Rye again looking. He'll fire it. He's got his man complete. Good throw, and digging it out is Henry Moss at the 46-yard line in Merrill territory. That will be a gain of five, and the sticks will be moved.
And that's the kind of play, we're just talking about is short, quick rhythm, get that ball out, get into your playmakers, get that 5 yards. It's like a run.
And also he put that ball right where he needed to, down low. So first and 10 from the 46-yard line. Another throw on the near side, and a little miscommunication, it appeared, with Caden Neverden, and that'll be an incomplete pass. So the crack of the glass behind us. And that's our window. We didn't do anything.
I don't want to be the one that's
putting that one back in, right?
That back in. We have a
hold. Oh, there's a flag holding on the D. So wipe away the incomplete pass, and now the Lumberjacks will be on the move inside the Blue Jay 40. Looking to get the equalizer, trailing 7-0 here early in the third quarter. Again, we are live from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth at Jay Stadium in Merrill. I'm Chad Holmes along with Paul Micklig. But now first and 10 from the Merrill 36-yard line.
Good job to start the half here.
Caden Meverden off to the right-hand side. This time the Lumberjacks come out in a pistol look, not the five receiver set that we saw the first couple of plays. Cam Rye starts the count, takes the snap. He's looking to throw. Got to fire deep on the right-hand side. Intended for Caden Meverden, but a little bit over the top of Caden. Landed at about the goal line, but incomplete.
It almost looked like that was an audible, something they saw at the line of scrimmage there. Quarterback tapping his head to Caden over there, and it's one of those plays where it's either going to be an out or a quick curl route, or they're going to try to go vertical, and they did.
So now second down and 10 from the 36-yard line in Merrill territory. I have to say, I'm thrown off after the hearing the crack of the glass behind me.
So am I. I thought it was me.
That wind came blowing in here, and it kind of knocked the window into one another. But now here's the second down play. Handoff. Ian Stahl. Stahl cuts back to left. Makes a nice little cut to the 30. Oh, and he coughs up the football. Picked up by Merrill. Moved on the near side. Keelan Allen. Allen near sideline 30 to the 35. And run out of bounds at the 37, 38-yard line. That was the first time that we saw Ian Stahl do what we've seen so often in terms of the great footwork, but then coughs it up and right into the hands of Keelan Allen, who returns it about 20 yards, and Merrill takes possession. Another turnover in this game.
Yeah, it was a great, again, a good run on first down there. They're going to put themselves in a situation there, and you're trying to get those extra yards, and sometimes that happens with giving up the ball. And it went right to him. It went right to him, to Allen, and which I think they still would have got the ball, but they wouldn't have got that return.
Right. Well, first and 10 now for Merrill at their own 38-yard line. 10:57 to go, third quarter, 7-0 Merrill. Handoff, Caden Yonke. Yonke play on the 40 to the 45 and then push backwards, but still a solid first down gain by Caden Yonke. Picks up about 8 yards on the play, up to the 46-yard line. He has 68 yards in the game on 13 carries. He's been very, very effective for Merrill, along with Cole Rudai, the quarterback, who's carried the ball 8 times for 51 yards. But now second down and 2.
And Merrill's like, it's like Novocaine, right? It just takes a little time. They keep on getting those 2, 3, 4, and they turn into 8.
So back to the line of scrimmage. Again, this tight formation we've seen throughout the afternoon for the Merrill Blue Jays. Rudai looking to throw, screen pass, left-hand side, taken there by Allen, and he'll be thrown for a loss as pinching in beautifully for Wausau East, and getting the tackle was Xander Klein.
And that is huge for them.
Boy, he read that one very well. And that will be a loss back to the 41-yard line. They went from 2nd and 2 to 3rd down and 8, a six-yard loss on that play. They need the 48-yard line. It'll be about 7.5 yards to go here on 3rd down. Don't see those -6 on the completed passes that often.
And that was pretty close to being the lateral.
Yeah, it truly was. Pistol formation, motion to the right. There's the snap. Rudai looking to throw. Again, a swing pass, and I think maybe getting a fingertip on it for the Lumberjacks was Malcolm McEchen, the sophomore defensive lineman, and he ended up short of the intended target, and it'll be 4th down.
And that's what you wanted from your defense there if you're Wausau East, to come out there and make a stop after a turnover. That's a great sign. It's a good sign of a good defense with that quick turnaround.
Though at the same time, it's one of those situations where you get 8 on the run on 1st down and then you went away from it.
Which is, and I bet you won't see that from Merrill next time around.
I think you're right. So now a punt situation. Back deep to return is Caden Meverden. He'll set up at his own 27-yard line. Here it comes. Oh, a low line drive. They put their arms up. They may have blocked it. It does get a Merrill roll inside the 30 to the 24-yard line. That's a case of somebody just put their arms up at the line of scrimmage. They would have swatted it away.
Because his other punt was like that, too. I'm assuming that they kind of want that rugby. He does take 1 or 2 steps. But the first one was low, too. Not quite as low as that one. Almost like they could catch in the air and run with it.
9 minutes and 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wausau East takes possession. 1st and 10 at their own 24-yard line. Score Merrill 7, Wausau East nothing. Thanks to our sponsors, including Rocket Industrial, also the Mill Yard, Compass Properties, and Lopno Sports Bar for their support of our broadcast of Wausau East High School football. And we'll be back with the Lumberjacks next Saturday afternoon. We'll have more on that coming up. Cam Rye takes the snap. With it is Ian Stahl. Makes another nice little jump cut. Gets beyond the 25 and close to the 29-yard line. So, again, using the quick footwork, going right back to Ian Stahl and gets 5 yards on the play.
That's the key word there. You know, just go right back to him. And he's been your horse all year. And he turned the ball over. Get him back going. He's good for 5 or 6 every time.
2nd and 5 now for the Lumberjacks. Back at the line of scrimmage. 2 receivers off to the left, 2 to the right. Ian Stahl lined up behind his quarterback, Cam Rye. Rye takes the snap.
He's going to be offsides on East. I was just about to say, I think that receiver's got to get back. Yep.
So there goes that 5-yard gain on 1st down. Now it's 2nd down and 10 for Wausau East after the 5-yard penalty. Those are the ones that give coaches gray hairs, you know, those pre-snap penalties.
Well,
right?
They looked down, the receiver looked down the line, and he shouldn't have been looking down the line. He should have been looking at the referee right there, and he was going to tell him. And he was trying to tell him, I think, to get back, and he was looking down the line instead of looking outside.
Lumberjacks back to the line of scrimmage. Tanner Kostrowski off on the left-hand side. 2 receivers off to the right as well. Pistol formation, Ian Stahl behind the QB. Cam Rye, the sophomore, peeks at the defense, taps his helmet, starts the count. There's the snap. Here comes the rush. He steps away from the first tackle attempt. Now he'll be hit from behind. He gets it off, and it will be an incomplete pass. Not much the quarterback could do in that situation. He got away from the initial pressure.
What is?
And then as he was falling down, he did throw the football.
There was a receiver there, so I don't know how that could be intentional.
And also, when you're being hit, you can't get it as far as normally.
So you still have to pick it up, I think.
Yeah, I think that is the right call. Yeah. It'll be 3rd down and 10. Good work by the referee.
That's just a tremendous job by the referee.
I agree with that 100%. That man knows what he's doing. So So now third down and 10 from the 24-yard line. They need to get to the 34 for a first down.
Penalty flag was picked up.
If you joined us late, only one score in this game, a 59-yard touchdown connection from Cole Rudi to Keelan Allen in the final minute of the second quarter. Merrill has a 7-0 lead. It says second on the spot. It's third down. Looking to throw. Here's the Cam Rye going to the left. He's going to pull it down. 25 to the 30. To the 35. Has a first down to the 40 and run out of bounds at the 44-yard line. A 20-yard quarterback run for Cam Rye. I'm just curious. If that play had not become a first down, if they would have known. Because it said second down, and the PA announcer said second down, but it was third down.
It said second down on the scoreboard, too.
We'll never know what would have happened because East got a first down on the play.
Because it should have been third down.
Yes, it should have been.
Because they had the run, the flag.
And we were saying so many good things about those officials.
Yeah, well, nobody's perfect.
You're so understanding.
Yeah, I am.
First and 10, Wausau East from the 44-yard line. Ball on the left-hand hash. Cam Rye again starts the count, takes the snap, looking to throw, fires it on the right-hand side, has Caden Meverman, and he gets his right arm up there but couldn't bring it in, and a flag is thrown, and a second flag is thrown. It'll be pass interference.
Flag on the play.
The Mira fans are not
Thrilled.
I'm not thrilled with that call.
It's a tough call. I mean, just to be honest with you, I mean, it was tough coverage. There was a little bit of contact. It's one of those plays. Sometimes you'll see the official keep it in the back pocket, and other times you'll see it thrown, but that will be a play that the Lumberjacks will take. There'll be a 15-yard mark off, and the East will continue this drive into Merrill territory.
You know, in high school, it's only a 15-yard. I think you can be a little more off on that one, to be honest with you, because it's not a spot fall.
35-yard
you know
penalty.
I mean? Correct. So
now the Jacks at the 41-yard line in Merrill territory, first and 10. Back at the line of scrimmage. Two receivers off to the right-hand side. Football on the right-hand hash. Rye takes the snap. Handoff. Oh, and it looked like a miscommunication and trying to strip the ball away. And doing so for Merrill is William Mimitas. It looked like his Ian Stahl looked back after he got put past the quarterback. Like he thought he was going to have the football, and yet Cam Rye still had it. And then great play by the defender, Mimitas, to grab it and fight for it and win the battle.
And more importantly, is that Cam?
Oh, yeah, that's Cam Rye walking off slowly to the far side.
Holding that. It looks like, you know, we always say,
okay.
I think he's okay.
The ball is placed
they
the
always talk about,
line.
You know, getting that handoff, taking that handoff.
Yep.
And the Merrill defender actually was right there to almost take the handoff. That's why I don't think they got the ball off.
Another turnover. Boy, oh, boy, the turnovers are just racking up here today for the Lumberjacks. Handoff to the deep man. With it is Yankee. Finds a seam beyond the 50 and into Wausau East territory. Another solid first down carry for Kanan Yankee. Gets to the 48-yard line before Malcolm McEachin brings him down. 7-yard gain again on first down for Merrill.
And this is where East, again, you're getting asked. They just got asked one time. They did it. They got to stop. Now it's another time to stop them. Three and out here. The second down play is critical.
So now second and 3. Merrill back to the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. Hand off again. Right-hand side, Yankee. Cuts back 45. Has the first down and brought down at the 42-yard line. Grabbing him around the waist was Henry Moss, who brought him down. And Henry Moss is limping. He made the stop, and now Henry Moss is going to limp off towards the far sideline. Looks like perhaps the left ankle, left leg area. Mentioned earlier that he had battled injury for a couple of weeks. Was back full-time at practice this week. But now another first down for the Blue Jays. The pickup of 6 on that play. 81 yards on 15 carries now for Kanan Yankee. Ball in the middle of the field. Back to the line of scrimmage come the Blue Jays. There's the snap. Handoff up the middle. Pushing forward inside the 40 and then push back. Short gain that time. The middle of the Wausau East defensive front winning that battle. As this time with the carry was a different back for the Blue Jays.
And this is a situation now on second down. You want to keep them in that third and long, so they might have to do something different than they're comfortable doing. And they're starting to get in a position where it's going to be a four-down territory.
So now breaking the huddle, back at the line of scrimmage comes Merrill. Second and 8 from the Lumberjack 40. There's the snap. It is a handoff. Left-hand side. Getting through one arm tackle is Kanan Yonke. Falls forward to about the 37. Short gain. Pretty well. Oh, actually, that was not Yonke. That was...
Stop by number 15, that was seatbelt.
Number one, Shaden Chase, is it?
No, that's 13, actually, coming off here. 13 to Aiden Drake. So Aiden Drake with that carry for 3 yards. And it'll be... third down and five. So last couple of plays, we did not see Kanan Yonke in there, and not quite as many yards either.
And East had him in the backfield. You could have had a loss on that one.
So third down situation from the Lumberjack 37-yard line. Rudai takes the snap. Rudai handoff up the middle. This time it is Yonke fighting for the first down sticks and getting there at the 31.5-yard line. Needed a 32. Got 5.5 when he needed 5, and the sticks will be moved. And going back to the horse in the big third down play.
Yeah, and it looks like I'm just wondering if that early in the game that they put that formation in. It's not their bread and butter. This looks more like their normal formation here with the tailback about 7 yards deep in that short pistol with the quarterback at 4 yards and a splits.
Back to the line of scrimmage. Now comes Merrill. First and 10 from the 31-yard line. 5 minutes and 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. Merrill leads 7-0. Handoff again, Yonke up the middle. Cuts back, 25. Bounces off a tackler. Still dragging the tackler towards the first down sticks and then finally brought down. Right at the sticks at the 22-yard line. It looks like he may be about a foot short of the first down, but boy, Yonke right now is running exceptionally hard.
They've spread it out here. Merrill spread it out in the second half. Instead of going double tight, two tight ends and having... seven guys at the line of scrimmage. Now they're spreading it out a little bit, putting two guys split and trying to get him